The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Sid on the mic. And if you're new here, I'm excited you're here. This is an amazing episode. Incredible, actually, because I've wanted to record on this for a while. And I've taken a little bit of a step back on the deep health topics just because I wanted it to be right. And I wanted it to be content that you were excited about. So today's podcast is about women's health, women's hormones, perimenopause, and health things we just should know more about. The health overwhelm is so freaking real in this season of life. And we need to be just digesting information a little bit differently, I think. And also being aware of symptoms that maybe have been normalized but are not actually normal. That's happening a lot. I know you are on TikTok. Don't even lie to me. You are. And you've probably seen content about this, and specifically probably content from our guest, Dr. Greg
Mojean.
See, I was like, uh-oh, I'm going to say it. And I was thinking Dijon. And I was like, if I say this wrong.
Dr. Mustard.
Dr. Greg's going to be pissed at me. He literally said this right before we started. He's like, I literally go by Dr. Greg because it's Mojean. And people are like, yeah, what? How do I say that? Mm-hmm. They're going to try to sound it out. Anywho, Dr. Greg Mojean is the founder of Vitae.
That's why we're changing the name, because no one can pronounce that either.
Well, what the heck?
Yeah. So we're going to go back. We were Dr. Greg Functional Medicine for
years.
That's
what I thought. I was going to say, I've seen that before.
And then I was like, oh, it's really not about me, because it's not about me. So we're like, let's change the name. And then people don't even know how to pronounce it. So
we're
going back to the OG.
You could go either way. We have a thing at Lifetime that looks just like this, but it's spelled or it's pronounced Vitae. So I was like, okay. Vitae Function Medicine here. He's in Minnesota. So he's got 20 years of experience. He's one of the most respected functional medicine voices when it comes to chronic illness, hormone imbalances, and actually listening to the body, which is why I wanted Dr. Greg to come on, because that is all what we're all about. We're about holistic wellness. We're not just about the one lane chain, I call it, like the club of like, I'm going to work out and I'm going to be healthy, or I'm just going to eat my greens and I'm going to, or have my green powder, even worse, and I'm going to be good to go. So Greg is here. Welcome, Greg.
It is good to be here.
I'm good to be here. Sorry about that. See, I told you I'd do it though.
Grace to you, my dear.
I warned him. I'm like, I'm not going to be good at this name thing, but hey,
that's all good.
I'm excited to have you. I've been following your stuff for a while. I've been following you on TikTok too, just like fellow TikTokers. And you talk about a lot of things that I think everybody is afraid to say as a doctor and afraid to bring up, and maybe to like spark some conversation, maybe poke some holes in content that's out there. But you've been doing this for 20 years. You've seen a lot.
Actually, almost 25 years now.
Oh my word.
Yeah. It's been a journey, and we've done a lot of things, and it's just such an honor to serve and be a voice.
Yeah.
I actually started in this space working with kids on the autistic spectrum.
Oh, wow.
So I was one of the first to feed autism now doctors in the world. And then because I was so intrigued by autism, I am still so intrigued by autism, but how does the body and the brain all work together?
Right.
So that curiosity, thank God for ADHD, allowed us to start digging into labs, it started us to dig into what actually can move the needle to get someone well. Mm. And then those kiddos had moms want to work with us. And next thing you know, here we are.
Comes to fruition.
Yeah.
It's funny because there's always an overarching theme with people that come on the podcast and businesses. And it's that you care and you genuinely have curiosity and you like want to dive all the way in.
Right. Yeah. We care deeply. That's one of the core values of our practice is that we care deeply. And then to talk about social media, this is probably 20 years ago. I had this woman in my practice. This is before even the internet probably. And she said to me, Dr. Greg, who do you think you are knowing what you know and not sharing it with everybody?
Oh.
And I was like, point taken.
Okay.
But like, what does that look like? How do you even do that? So fast forward 15 years later, a friend of mine's like, you should make a TikTok video. And I was like, oh goodness. I think it's like just like people doing dances on TikTok. And he's like,
at the time,
he's like, well, there's, there's people there that want to hear your voice. So we just started speaking from the heart. And the motive from the very beginning was, so I'm a country kid from North Dakota. The motive was sell the farm. Just give people the information, create a curiosity, don't hold anything back, speak from authenticity, and it's been pretty cool.
That's really awesome. Yeah. Greg, you've grown your social media too, by the way, you guys. And if you haven't seen his social media, you should probably go check it out, because he's got a ton of incredible information on there from like liver detox, hormones. I mean, you talk about everything. Mm-hmm. You really do have the gamut. So yeah. If you have a symptom you're wondering about that we don't hit on in this episode, I would suggest going to TikTok because he's got almost 500,000 followers. So this is no joke. Talking from the heart works.
Yeah.
Even if you're just having that thought of like, I want to grow my TikTok. Talk from the heart. There, you're winning right there. Yeah, and information to share that's strong. I want to dive in because I feel like there's so much confusion and overwhelmed by health advice. I said this to you in the beginning, right before we started. There's so much information out there. I've talked about it whenever I have a health like expert on.
Yeah.
It's impossible to know what to look at. What should I be doing? There's so much information. And we're talking about women specifically today. Yeah. So what do you think the biggest source of confusion is for women?
Well, I had a new patient yesterday from Michigan, and in her intake, she probably was taking 25 different products.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, Tracy, help me understand kind of how did this all come through? Like, she's like, well, I watch someone on the internet and they pitch a product and I'm like, oh, I'll give it a try. And then the next thing you know, I'm taking 25 different things and I feel like I'm trying to throw something up against the wall and see what sticks.
That's very real.
So, and that's the conundrum of people that are on social media mm-hmm. is people can speak to them with a conversation that feels like their symptomatology or what they're going through. And then they're like, and here's the solution.
Right.
And that, oh, that frustrates me because Western medicine, I mean, there's a time and place for Western medicine. I mean, I would actually be a widower if not Western medicine. My wife, our first baby had the cord wrapped twice around her neck.
Oh,
so 100 years ago, I'd have lost my bride and my baby. Yeah. And actually all of our babies had the cord wrapped twice around their neck. So we have five miracle babies.
Oh, and you have five?
We have five. All five of them had the cord wrapped twice around their neck.
And what are the odds of that?
I have no clue. Like, and then the last baby had a true knot in her umbilical cord. So we have five miracles that are running around. So the mindset of Western medicine is they're looking for the silver bullet. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's your litany of symptoms. Here is the thing that is causing it. Period, end of story. And oh, and by the way, and here's the solution to your thing. Take two of these and tomorrow morning you're going to feel like a new woman. There is no silver bullet.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, there is no silver bullet. So in my approach to health, the question is, are there 100 golden BBs?
Interesting.
What are all of the things that when you take a step back, when you take three steps back and you understand the story and the history and the genetics, mm-hmm. what's actually going on? That's very much the science of medicine, like looking at labs and doing a history. But the art is saying, my dear, you are biochemically individual. Mm-hmm. Your symptoms are similar, but not the same to other people's. So how do we look at your whole thing and figure out like where these top dominoes are and put together something that is not like, hey, take two of these, you'll be well in the morning. By the way, there is no magic pill. There is no perfect diet, but it all works together. So that's the conundrum that women are up against right now is that your symptoms are real. I like to encourage people to say, think of your symptom as a signal.
Okay.
Your body's mm-hmm. trying to talk to you. So instead of being like, damn it, like I hate this, whatever, anxiousness or this crazy cycle or this acne.
Yep.
Whoa, what is my body trying to tell me?
Right.
And the body also responds appropriately to its environment. Mm-hmm. So what could I have done in the last day, month, year, decade that has led to my body saying, this is what we get.
This flare
or whatever.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Could be a small symptom.
So to be curious mm-hmm. instead of pissed off, being pissed off is okay. It can happen. But also hold space for yourself in the, I've been taught to look for the silver bullet. I've been taught to look for the thing that will fix it and be like, I don't think it exists.
People don't like that. They don't like hearing that though. They get very bothered. Like, why can I not take the magic pill and all go away?
And then on the flip side, like Tracy from Michigan, mm-hmm. now they're doing 25 things, right? They're saunaing, they're cold plunging, they're castor oil packing, they're coffee enemas, they're doing breath work, they're doing all this stuff. And what I've learned is typically the thing that people need to do the most, they'll have the most resistance for.
Oh, interesting. Like if it's sleep or something.
Or emotional health. Mm. Or nervous system regulation, mm-hmm. or just slowing the hell down.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So preach to the choir.
Yeah. Well, that's the, so like, oh, I just need to go to the gym more often. I need to work out more. Mm-hmm. What if you just need to slow down some?
Yeah.
Oh, I would never do that. Yep. Because we associate, if I slow down and take time, now I'm fat and sick.
Yep.
So be curious of what is the thing, like if I truly sat with my soul and I could actually ask myself the question, what do I need?
Wow.
By the way, most people don't even know how to hold space for that question. What do I need? What do I need?
That's powerful.
You know what? I think I need to go for a walk. Mm-hmm. I think I need to forgive somebody or something. I think I need to, yeah. So that's the part. So if you're in your heart of hearts, you know that there's that thing that you're like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's probably the thing that's going to move the needle the most.
The death grip that you have on the thing. Mm-hmm. Can I ask this now? I'm going to skip over a few of my questions, yeah. But can our feeling of maybe regret or like trauma or holding on to something, can that make us sick?
100%. Okay. So there's a great book called The Body Keeps the Score.
Oh, I'm familiar.
And your nervous system will hold on to things. Mm-hmm. And we all have things. Like I'm respectfully a fan of mental health. I have a therapist. I have a coach. But I'm also not the guy that says, I got a jacked up childhood, so therefore I'm jacked up and I'm not fixable. No, I'm in process.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
In my mental health journey, the conversation was, I need to go get fixed. So I went to like this big men's retreat and I came back and I said to my wife, I think I'm fixed. And she's like, can I cuss on this thing?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She's like, bullshit. Yeah, literally. You are not fixed. And then I realized,
one and done, baby.
Yeah. And then I realized, oh, it's a journey. And again, I'm not trying to be like, suck it up, buttercup. You're in the middle of this thing, but like you are where you are for a reason. Mm-hmm. You are on time. You are right where you need to be. Now, I'm not saying this is how it's always going to be, but figure out how you got here.
Right.
And then let's didactically figure out the tools that we can use to move the needle so that you can, because if you try 25 things and it doesn't work, you don't know what didn't work.
Which one?
Or if it does work, you're like, damn, I have to use 25 things. So we all have emotional stories. We all have a journey. And I think for someone to be open and curious to that, like even like I wonder, like not in a judgmental way, but like, why do I do the things that I do? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's interesting. Where did I learn that from? Do I like doing it that way?
Yeah.
Would I like to shift it? So there's some soul work,
yes,
inside of it as well.
It's so interesting because you talk about soul work, emotion, looking inward, and we're talking about health. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's like the thing that's still, it's not new, but it's still, people can't really wrap their head around how does this equate to health? Like they're like, I don't realize that those are pieces of the puzzle.
For sure.
And you talk about the 25 things, the overwhelm. Mm-hmm. Everybody going to social media. Let's be real. It's TikTok or Instagram. It's probably one or the other.
They're doing it.
And you named off sweet little Tracy, who's doing 25 things at home, and she's doing the sauna and the cold plunge and the supplements, and she another supplement and this other supplement company. And there's so much that like looking inward is step number one. Mm-hmm. And then when you're ready to like take a step into, okay, I know that this thing is maybe not normal.
Yeah.
What should I do?
So the first part of that, almost every time when I get to do an initial evaluation with 95% of my practice is women, because most guys are fine until proven otherwise. So the guys I get are usually dumpster fires.
Oh my God, the truest thing I've ever said. I started laughing, almost spit out my coffee. Can't with that.
The first thing I will say to a woman is, I know what it took to get here.
Oh, wow.
And I want to honor that you are still advocating for yourself. I'm typically the fifth plus clinician or physician that someone has seen.
That makes me sad.
By the time they get to me, they have been dismissed. They've been told it's in their head. Mm. They've been told this is how it is. They've been told there's nothing you can do about it. And yet they're there. So I just want to hold space for them. Yesterday I had a mama from Pennsylvania. Virginia.
In person.
No, okay, 95% of my 99% of my practice is virtual.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize.
So yeah, virtual. I just set people all over the US.
That's incredible. And that's huge for listeners here. I just want to leave space for that. Cause it's like people, you don't have to be in Minnesota.
No.
Greg's everywhere.
Oh gosh.
He's everywhere.
Not quite everywhere. We don't treat people internationally just because of the logistics of serving them. So this gal, her husband is like a nuclear engineer, and he literally puts together nuclear power plants.
Oh wow.
And she is raising babies. So for her to take the time to actually be like, hey, and I said this to her, like, you're probably the best at putting yourself in last place.
Yeah.
Right. Your husband's, he travels 1 week a month. He's home 3 weeks. So the time he's home, she's like, are you good? And then she asks the kiddos, are you guys good?
Yeah.
And then a lot of women are like, hey, if there's anything left over, are there any scraps left for me?
Oh, it's so sad.
So, and I, and here's the thing, like, and my bride's no different, right? We have five babies. She homeschools. She's
like
super mama. And she could probably write the book on how to put myself in last place. But also, I think the underlying component for women especially is they know a better me, a better mama is a better we, a better family, right? And I think one of the things that I feel and hear from women is if I'm not the best me, then I don't get to show up for my family in the way that I want to. I sat in a room years ago, kind of in my quiet time, and I think the Lord put on my heart this phrase, and it says, we create epic family reunions. So what that means to me is so I have five kids. I have no grandbabies yet. My oldest is almost 21.
Oh my goodness. It's coming though. It's coming. Eventually.
I hope so. Yeah. that's the plan. but who's Dr. Greg going to be 40 years from now at a family reunion?
Oh, wow. I love that.
Who do I get to be? Am I going to be the old rickety guy in a wheelchair?
I hope not.
That says, be quiet kids. And like, go get grandpa something. Or am I going to be like, let's go surf. Let's go play. Let me do a deep squat, ass to grass, pick up my great grandbaby and hold them close.
Wow. Yeah. Oh.
And when I say that, especially to women, they're like, yes, that's what I want. And then the reality of like, oofed, I'm not moving in that direction right now.
That's tough.
So that's where you have to start in those conversations. And then the reality is if someone's gone to like a traditional medical doctor, this was a gal yesterday as well. She's like, I got 5 minutes. I got 5 minutes with the clinician and I was literally dismissed.
That's so disappointing.
Well, but that's what insurance pays for.
Oh, I've had those appointments. I've had those appointments.
And then if not that, then they're like, oh, I'm going to send you to a specialist, which then sends you to another specialist, which then sends you another specialist. And what's happened in medicine, in my opinion, is there are so many specialists and so few generalists.
Yeah.
Like no one can take three steps back at the entire body and say, you know what? Your hives or your acne is actually tied to your liver and to your gut.
Yeah.
And to other parts of your body.
Yep.
And we kind of forget of like, just like we use the term in our clinic called God's and Grandma's tools. Like how do we create an environment for it to go back the way it's supposed to?
Man, you're doing God's work over there. Seriously. God's universe, whoever, source, whatever you call it. It's the work of that.
Yeah.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You know, it's funny you say all those things because I have so many friends even that are right now, even I saw a friend recently and she's like, I'm struggling. I've like hormonal acne. I'm 28 years old. Mm-hmm. It came out of nowhere. I did get off the pill. And I'm like, okay, we've got reason. She's like, I might change my skincare. And I'm like, that is exactly what my derm said to me a while ago when I got off birth control and had a hormonal acne out of nowhere, never have had it in my life before.
Here's some spironolactone.
Yeah, no, or whatever, quite literally spironolactone, some face wash that was really aggressive on my face. It actually started burning my eyeballs.
Right.
And then I'm like, wait a minute, I'm holistic, but I had to make that choice to be like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right for me, but the doctor did tell me that this was the route forward. Oh, so and so it's tough. It's frustrating to advocate for yourself, but you have to believe that there's a different option and we're proof of it. That's why we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
I've got an incredible also woman doctor in Minnesota, in Minneapolis that I've seen a ton who's done my blood work, who's done gut checks and, you know, the stool tests and the whole thing. And truly, like in my opinion, that's where I would also start is like, if you're a girl who's got a symptom, woman, whoever you are out there, guy, and you've got a symptom that you just feel like was normalized, but isn't normal. And you still have a question mark sitting above it. Go to somebody who sees holistic health, like you're talking to about, and I would have them start you probably with a blood. They'll tell you what to do, but like blood or stool. Can you talk about that?
Well, data is a beautiful thing, mm-hmm. but what's even more beautiful is when you can take a story, a conversation with it, with someone's actual experience and what their world feels like, and then you marry that with data markers.
Even better.
It's even better because, for example, if someone sends me their blood work, I have no story to go with it.
No.
Right? Like, I don't know how this is manifesting in your body. Now, I also tell people the right test at the wrong time is the wrong test.
Oh, okay.
So very I had a true. Woman come to me yesterday from Texas, a bit like kind of freaked out. So she went to like this gym that had like a testosterone arm to it. And they're like, hey, you should start doing these testosterone injections. Mm. And so she started doing them. Her testosterone went to like 350, which isn't necessarily normal for most women.
Yep.
And she noticed an increase in libido and an increase in energy. And all of a sudden her hair started falling out by buckets. So she had all of these, she did all of these tests, but mm-hmm. she forgot to start at the foundation. So she did a GI map. She did a Dutch plus test. She did all of these like super fancy tests without being like, let's go to the basics. How's your liver? How's your kidney? How's your gut? How's your hormones? Like she forgot to go to the baseline of all those mm-hmm. things. So data is good. Now here's the other catch of data. Labs don't fix anything.
They're just telling you what's going on.
So there's a value that we need to know kind of what's going on. But at the end of the day, once we start treating somebody 30 days into treatment, those labs are potentially invalid. Oofed. You just dropped a bunch of coin on labs.
Yeah, I was going to say thousands of bucks later.
So what I tell people, and this is the philosophy of our practice, when we work with people and we have a very unique treatment approach, it's super high touch. Actually, a patient gets unlimited access to their clinician.
Wow.
Which is almost unheard of.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, and my colleagues, when I explain that to them, they're like, how the hell do you do that? You're like, how is that? So we have a pretty large clinical team. Each person, each clinician has, depending upon their availability, like 20 to 60 patients max.
Okay,
that's it. That's so they incredible. Know, so they know their patient, they have time in their schedule, they know what's going on. Because if you're working through something, there will be curveballs. Mm-hmm. There will be the need for an audible to be called. So for example, like people that are listening to this, they've done the do-it-yourselfer program. They've tried the, whatever, the liver cleanse or the parasite
flush. The finger prick at home for the food sensitivity. Oh, I mean, gosh, we've all done that one.
We could talk about that one. I can debunk that one in a hot minute. But the reality is of all of this is people try something and their body has maybe some type of an adverse response. And then what they do is they just assume this wasn't the thing for me and they abandon ship. But the reality inside of that, we're like, oh, I actually were in the right place, but maybe we're going too hard or not hard enough. So mm-hmm. to have that expert that we call them Sherpas, or like the mindset of a Sherpa, someone that's summited hundreds or thousands of times, and they walk with that person inside of there. So
that's incredible.
Yeah. So I do like data. Data is good. But at the end of the day, here's what I tell people. Your symptoms, your signals dynamically on the fly when we serve you are more accurate than labs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I also say this, like, so we have a statistically, and I'll brag a little bit, we do have a 93% success rate in our practice.
Oh my gosh.
Which is really—
It's incredible.
We're very proud of that. The goal of our practice is not to jockey lab numbers. Like, as my patient, I will take your homocysteine, your CRP, your sed rate, your testosterone, and I will move it 20%. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
I want someone to look me square in the eyes and say, Dr. Greg, I'm a different woman.
I feel good.
I feel amazing.
That's a big deal.
And then when it comes time to run a bunch more labs, they're like, I don't need to.
Yeah, you're like, actually, I'm chilling over here. I'm feeling pretty good with what I got going on.
Well, and that's, and you also have to understand what's going on in your body at the time you're doing labs. So for example, Sydney, if God forbid you ran a marathon, don't go run marathons.
I'm not running marathons. Okay, good. Don't you worry.
Okay,
good. No, heck no. So, literally no.
So if I drew your blood at the finish line of a marathon, mm-hmm. it would look like you just ran a marathon. Right. So even to draw blood or do labs in the middle of like true healing or detoxification mm-hmm. or pathogen work or infection work. And I learned this because I used to work with a lot of professional athletes is the question is, who are you in the middle of this heavy lift?
Right.
So that doesn't always give like the full story of what's going on. So
it's
that's why
tough
symptoms
out here.
Well, that's why these women are like, holy crap, this is confusing. No wonder why I can't get this figured out.
It makes sense. But you also don't have to be the expert. We don't have to. That's why we go find people like you.
Yeah,
it just and that's also why hopefully you're not using TikTok as your doctor. You know, like you can use it to an extent, but I mean, again, like you've said before, your story is incredibly mm-hmm. different from the person next to you.
Right.
That's why people are like, well, do you like, for instance, like colostrum? And I'm like, well, I personally don't, but like, that doesn't mean it doesn't work for you. Like, yeah. I don't know you, you know? So I try to like share that, and it's hard. I share that and you share that in a way. I wanted to ask this before we move on is, because we're going to talk about what's normal, but what symptom are females or people normalizing right now that are like a flag you need to be like aware of immediately?
Well, the first, I guess the most, because we statistically follow all these things, mm-hmm. the number one symptom that people present to in our practice is fatigue.
Okay. So you're not just tired, my friends.
You're not properly caffeinated. It's real.
I actually had a friend tell me this last night. Mm-hmm. She said, I was going to the doctors. They were dismissing me. I was sleeping 9, sometimes 12 hours a night. Mm-hmm. 12 hours uninterrupted, full through the night, full sleep. And they were like, yeah, you're just tired. She's like, I know something's wrong in my body though. Mm-hmm. Turns out her B was like minuscule.
Yeah.
Completely minuscule.
Yeah.
They were like, well, just take a supplement. And there's this whole story to it, but it's like, yeah. She'd been getting the runaround mm-hmm. for years.
Right.
Turns out there's actually something wrong just because she was tired, air quotes.
Right. And typically, like in that case, like, could there be a B vitamin deficiency? Yeah. But then why? Like, what was there years of birth control that smoked the B vitamins? Mm-hmm. And then because of that birth control, what happened to the thyroid? And then because of what you did to the thyroid, what happened to your drainage pathways? Right. So it can turn into this kind of like, ugh, I thought it wasn't going to be a little simpler than that.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, it's, and I'm not trying to complicate it for people. I love people that are self-starters that, mm-hmm. that want to try things, but oofed. We don't get necessarily simple cases in our practice.
It doesn't sound like you do. No. Mm-mm. And I think that's also a blessing because those people need you so bad.
Yeah.
What are the most common early signs that you see that something deeper is going on? So we talk about fatigue as the number one to flag. That's not normal.
Yeah. Well, let's just kind of go more in the female space.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
So definitely shifts in a cycle.
Okay.
And there could be even like emotional shifts. So for example, mood, or like a sense of feeling settled or a sense of feeling resilient.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So two very like minuscule type things. So settled means at any point in time in my cycle, I'm good. And I'm not snapping at people. Hmm. I'm not crying randomly at commercials. I feel settled. Resilience means I have what it takes to get this done. I have this fortitude to make it happen. That would be probably that standpoint.
Why is that? Why would those be?
Well, because welcome to this crazy world that we live in. Don't go out and try to start hormones, but the number one hormone that I see, even in, unfortunately, women in their 20s, gosh, dang it, like way too early. But we see, there's something called pregnenolone steel, which we're not going to go into biochemistry today, but what happens is it robs progesterone, and progesterone is dominant in the second half of the cycle.
Okay.
Progesterone, ladies, is the brake pedal. It says, slow the hell down. It says, good.
Oh man.
Everything's good. We're all good. And it's designed to be there because should you have happened to conceive during your ovulatory phase, your body's nervous system needs to go in a place where it can allow that little pumpkin to implant and your uterus gets set up for this little miracle 9-month process. So that would be that one. And then resilience. Mm-hmm. Like, I have what it takes. I feel grounded. I feel powerful. So that, now we're talking the androgen side, which is, by the way, all hormones, I guess we're going to talk about hormones here a little mm-hmm. bit. All sex hormones start with cholesterol.
I'm not even familiar with that hormone.
Like cholesterol, like for your heart?
Oh, cholesterol. I was thinking of it as like a hormone. I'm like, I've never heard of this.
Well, it's a hormone derivative, like, right? So
right.
Cholesterol then converts into something called pregnenolone, which is like the mother hormone. And then it either goes to the progesterone side or the androgen side. But what happens, especially if women have emotionally, neurologically tapped their systems, especially in perimenopause. By the way, there are countries that don't even have words for menopause. It's not a part of their language because it's such a gentle, natural transition, where here in the States, for the most part, it's like a death sentence. Like, what in the hell is happening?
What's wrong?
And perimenopause, especially, is really a wild sauce. So again, then your testosterone then converts through something called aromatase into estradiol, or all your forms of estrogen. And then it's your liver's job to clear your estrogens. But there's this other little thing on top of your kidneys called your adrenal glands mm-hmm. that they have many, many, many roles. But part of them is to mitigate and handle stress. And to your body, Sydney, stress is stress. Mm-hmm. Whether I just crushed a workout, whether I just had a tough conversation, whether I am not sleeping well, whether I have a baby that's keeping me up all night long, whether finances, stress is stress. And your body can't distinguish between those things. So for women, that would be like, so something in the hormonal space. So how could that present itself? My cycles are off. I have PMS. I'm not sure that I'm ovulating. I could like soak through supers every 30 minutes kind of flow type of a thing. So respectfully, you know who you are if you're listening to this, if your cycles are off, like it's pretty obvious.
It's obvious. Yeah.
Infertility is ravaging the world right now.
Oh my goodness. It's such a shame.
It's scary.
It's very scary.
And it's not just women's fault. Sperm counts in men are getting crushed. But again, that's a whole nother conversation.
I know. I was going to say podcast number two, because people love, I mean, that stuff is interesting.
Yeah. There's a lot to that. So if I could just speak to this, there is a innate soul level sense to a woman that something's not right.
Yeah. You know.
You know. So I did a podcast years ago with this like super mold expert, like this guy that like, he has all this technology to go into a home and he could find any nook or cranny. So I said to him, Dean, what, like, how would someone know? Like what, like almost like, where should they go in their house?
Yeah.
Like, should they open up their, look underneath their kitchen sink? Should they go in their laundry room? And he said, the number one understanding if someone has mold in their house is if they have a soul level, like, I think there's something going on here.
That's so crazy that he would even say that as such like a deep, studious like person.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this and your soul is not at rest, that's the sign.
You know what sucks though, is you got to have time to listen.
What do I need today?
Yeah, exactly.
What do I have going on?
Going back to literally what you said in the beginning, it's like, did you take time to sit? Mm-hmm. Like, did you, or walk, even walk outside? Like, did you take time to look inner? A little bit of introspection is going to do the trick to figure out what's wrong here.
Like, how am I doing?
And don't, I mean, like, I want to like hug you and hold you and hold you, grab you by the shoulders, shake you a little bit, just a little shake and be like, just because everyone's saying to take these supplements doesn't mean to take the supplements. Take a second and understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, you're not sleeping. Okay. Is it because you're on your phone or is it because you're actually not sleeping? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is your period bad because you got off birth control, or is that just actually because you got off birth control and you need to go get it looked at because that's not normal?
Right.
Your hormonal acne is probably not your face wash. Like, it's just, not your face wash. Exactly. But the first instinctual action would be to go to the derm, even for myself. Right.
Yep.
I learned that the hard way. I'm like, what is going on? So just take a second, soul interflection. My God, we're shaking you from right here.
How am I doing?
In the studio. How am I doing?
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
So we're talking about hormone health and perimenopause for the rest of today's episode, because I think it's the most under talked about, but most necessary conversation.
Yeah.
This is just a question I was like, I got to ask this. Like, what does it actually mean to be imbalanced with your hormones? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first off, like, there is a natural flow for a woman through her life cycle.
Yep.
Like, y'all are not going to be fertile forever. Praise Jesus, right? Like, you don't want to have a cycle when you're 75.
God, no.
Right? So what does, so what is a normal cycle?
Yep.
So things that we talk about that are like points of it, right? So menstrual flow, like, what does that look like? You know, typical, and again, there's like, people are like, well, I'm not typical, but you know, a day or two of a little bit heavier flow, tapering off into scant component without symptomatology, without crazy cramps, without like crazy back pain, without, because some women are like, I am constipated until I have my cycle, and then I have diarrhea for a while because my cycle changes all of that. So like, that's not normal. And then a feeling of like, get shit done. Like, so, cause when you start menstruating, your estrogen starts to rise and estrogen's the gas pedal. It says, get it done. Yeah. Let's go. So if you're a worker outer, that's the time when you're going for PRs. That's the time when you're crushing really heavy workouts. And then around ovulation is like peak time, right? Mm-hmm. Because your body, then you have this huge rise of estradiol. You should ovulate. So obvious signs of ovulation.
Right.
So if you're tracking, like if you were an Oura Ring, mm-hmm. You would see like a temperature spike. If you monitor your mucus, you'd see like stringier, slimier mucus. My mom and dad actually years ago taught this thing called natural family planning, where you actually listen to the body. Like you map temperatures, you map cervical mucus, because ladies, your body is so beautiful and it'll tell you when you are fertile.
Right.
Okay. So, and then shortly after ovulation, day 10 to 12 to 14, depending upon, then there's this huge drop in estradiol and this monster peak of progesterone.
There she is.
Which is like, take some time. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm where I need to be. I feel settled. And then what this would look like from a workout standpoint is we're not crushing workouts. We're going to do Pilates or yoga or active recovery. We're going to honor a walk. Quiet time. Yeah.
That during that time, do most women, if they're off in their hormones, feel a sense of like worry? Is that usually when the worry or the fear or the obsessiveness comes in?
Too much gas, not enough break.
Yep.
Is anxious. Mm-hmm. It's chippy. It's short tempered. Mm-hmm. It's, I can't fall asleep. It's, I can't sleep through the night. There's this like rev in the body because there's not enough brake pedal to balance that gas pedal. Mm-hmm. And then before you menstruate, it's not like the 3 to 5 days before, like what's going on, PMS, emotional, edgy, those types of things.
How normal is PMS?
Well, it's not normal.
Okay, there you go.
How typical is it? It's quite typical, but it's not normal.
There you go.
It's not supposed to be. Now, inside of that, and there could be all kinds of conversation around endometriosis and PCOS and insulin resistance and all of those things. It's not as simple as, oh, just go find some progesterone and take it. By the way, don't, because most of them you can't absorb anyway. And that's where this
great.
Whole, yeah. Thanks, Dr. Craig. You just gave us some nice clues there. Now, the thing that I want to parlay into that though is okay. So let me just give a baby explanation of like a women's hormone journey from birth. Okay. So y'all are born as females. That's awesome. And then your hormones are kind of like meh. Maybe 8, 9 years old, you might just start to develop like some breast buds, or you might start to like get some body odor. Yeah. And then there's this like literal roller coaster of hormones called adolescence. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's around the time that the woman gets her first menstrual cycle. And then during the normal, like the conception years, like yes, hormones move, but they're fairly consistent. And then when women enter perimenopause, which can be as early as early 30s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So typically 35 to 55 is about the window, but every woman is different inside of that.
That's incredibly earlier than I thought, not to interrupt you, but
think about this. What have we done to the body? Like if menopause is supposed to be this like lovely, beautiful thing, and it's the body's natural way, but we've tapped things out for 30 years. Mm. It's like, I'm out, Boy Scout.
Yeah, we're done.
And you've depleted your adrenal hormone capability. When women go into perimenopause and menopause, the adrenals are actually supposed to uptick their function to even help produce things like estradiol and some of those components, because I hate this word, but in menopause, the term is that the ovaries fail. They didn't fail. They're doing what God designed them to do, but they don't produce estradiol anymore. So, but what I'm saying here is when women get to perimenopause, the same roller coaster that y'all experienced at adolescence happens again.
Wow. Round two sounds like a blast.
Round two. The catch though is round two is so much more, impactful, because now you have 30 to 35 years of bioaccumulation of toxicity, trauma, wear and tear on your body. So things that your body, like the balls that your body could keep up in the air during those times, start to drop.
Does the effect of like your adrenal glands, so like any stress that you had on the body coming into perimenopause, is that causing us to have it earlier? Is that causing us for it to be worse?
That is a great question. I think I could speak from opinion, but not necessarily from research.
Okay. I was just curious. Maybe.
Potentially.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tough to say. There are so many other factors. Like, so for example, when I do, so I no longer do a Dutch Plus test. There's a new test from a new company called, it's called a Hormone Zoomer. And they're the chunk of this test that we're finally looking at is endocrine disrupting chemicals.
Thank you, God, that we're finally talking about it.
So Sydney, there's actually 10 ways that a hormone can be hijacked.
Can you name them?
I can't name all 10 of them, but the gist of them. So first off, these chemicals will actually bind to hormone receptors on the cell.
So right? It's real. So it's not just a bunch of hocus pocus.
It's completely real. It's actually identifiable. It's testable. So there are literal. So every cell.
I know. I'm like, here, hand me. I'll take your coffee.
So think of every cell as like a fist. Every cell has antennas on it. These are receptors.
Yep.
So a hormone is in your serum. It has to dock on that receptor. But things like fluoride, chloride, heavy metals, molds, forever chemicals are actually more attracted to that receptor than the hormone itself. And people can get this with like insulin resistance, right?
Yep.
When we run your blood, your insulin is too high, which means it can't actually get inside the cell because the ability for it to go in the cell is bombarded with something else.
Wow.
So not only is it, and the 10 are from everything from its ability to produce a hormone, ability for it to dock on the receptor site. Once it's docked on the receptor site to make it into the cell, once it's in the cell to do transcription to actually make the protein for the hormone, and then for it to be delivered outside of the cell. So now we're talking cell membrane fluidity, and then the ability once it's outside the cell to then go to the receptor site and actually act in the body. So the answer, ladies, please, it's not just dump more hormones. It's like this, like, Sydney, you need gas in your vehicle, but you're not sure where it goes in. So you're going to go to the gas station. You're going to pour all kinds of gas on top of your car. God. It's going to look like gas. It's going to smell like gas, but it didn't get in your car.
Yeah. So what are we doing?
So this is where we get, respectfully, I get a lot of what I call hormone clinic dropouts. I get these women that go to these hormone clinics and the answer to every symptom is hormones. And they're like, it didn't work. I don't feel better. And that's when you really need to understand biochemistry. Love biochemistry. Like ladies, for example, to ovulate and to menstruate, that shuttle of estrogen and progesterone is done by your liver.
In the liver?
Isn't that crazy?
That is completely new to me.
The liver orchestrates the shift of those hormones.
I had no idea.
Your thyroid, for example. So to go from T4, which is your inactive form of T4, into T3, 60% of that conversion happens in the liver, 20% happens in the gut.
Why do we not know that?
Well, we know that. It's known.
It's known,
but there's no drug for it, right? And people don't quite. And that's why you need to take 3 steps back and go, okay, like there's thyroid and even hormones, right? When we talk about hormones, it's more than just progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone. It's T3, T4, vitamin D, melatonin. And even insulin. Like you have to look at all of those things.
You have to take a peek at all the things under the
hood. If not, you're trying to cherry pick one thing out and it just doesn't work.
So you're saying all these, I almost said chemicals, these hormones are being processed in the liver or in the gut, obviously. Why, like it's showing up differently? Is our liver not functioning well? What's happening?
So that's a good point. So when I work with patients, we always have to function on biochemistry right away. So the first thing, like I might run a lab and someone could be like crazy deficient in progesterone. I don't give them progesterone right away because we're just dumping it on top of the car, like the gas. Like,
why are we low on progesterone?
So there's two things that I want, hopefully the listeners to wrap their head around in this conversation is number one, I simply use the term gas in the tank. So if we go down to like cellular biochemistry, every cell in your body, minus your red blood cells, has between 10,000 and 10 million mitochondria per cell. And if that doesn't blow your mind, check it.
Check it, chemistry.
So when I passed my national boards in 2001, you were probably in elementary school, if that.
Literally. I'm like, how old was I? Like 5, 7, or 6? I don't know.
All right, fantastic.
No, not even. Sorry about that. Okay. Did bad math. Okay, anyway.
Yeah. So the answer to the question was, what's the role of the mitochondria? The answer was, it's the powerhouse of the cell. Part of being a diligent learner in medicine is you have to be willing to unlearn. Just because I learned it 30 years ago does not mean it's necessarily the truth today. So in 2014, a guy named Dr. Robert Navio came out, did a bunch of research, and he's like, oofed, it's only a partial truth. The mitochondria is either the powerhouse or it's the battleship. But it can't be both at the same time. Remember, what's the number one symptom I see? Fatigue. So right off the bat, it tells me that that function of the cell has shifted from trying to give you energy and vitality to saying, ugh, we're in a battle
here. We're slugging around.
So you get to have the opportunity to support the mitochondria. By the way, it's not 16 pills a day. Like, some of the best research on mitochondrial sufficiency and nervous system component is like breath work, right? So even with the nervous system, so there's a book called The Oxygen Advantage written by McEwen out of Australia. In his book, he said there's a direct correlation with how long you can hold your breath and how robust your immune system is.
What in the heck?
But think about it, right?
I mean, but it makes sense because
if you're tapped and you hold your breath, your body's gonna be like, Sid, take a freaking breath.
Yeah, right? I'm scared.
But if your nervous system is in a place of like ventral parasympathetic tone, it's like, we're good.
Yeah, I'll
and
be
that,
safe.
And that goes into even to the work of Wim Hof. I mean, they took Wim Hof to a hypothermia chamber at the University of Minnesota Duluth, and they injected him with E. coli. Should have made him sick as a dog, and he had no response.
I know. I watch videos on that because I thought it was crazy. I was like, how is this possible?
So that's an example.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
So then number two, this is really important because you heard me talk about the gut. You heard me talk about the liver. There is something that we call a drainage funnel inside the body. And this is how God designed things to get out. Mm-hmm. When you think about things getting out, there's obvious, right? You poop things out, you pee things out. So think of it like a funnel. At the bottom of the funnel is the gut, then the liver, kidneys, lymphatic system, which is like your oil filter from your neck down. Mm-hmm. Your brain has its own lymphatic system called the glymphatic system.
I didn't know that.
Crazy sauce, new research in like dementia and Parkinson's. And then the next one would be your sweat glands. Some of the scariest patients I get are women that can't sweat.
That is a flag if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, they like, I tell people they that swell. Too. They get sausage digits.
Oh no.
And then probably the most understood, underappreciated drainage pathway is the respiratory system. So So one of my neat opportunities as a physician is I was the personal functional medicine doctor for an Olympic gold medal wrestler.
Oh, very cool.
Amazing dude. He'd tear your shoulders off, but on off the mat, scary. Just amazing man of God.
Did he go to Minnesota, by the way?
No, he went. So I lived in Nebraska at the time. Okay. So he went to the University of Nebraska.
I just knew one guy that went to the Olympics from the U that I went to school with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, is it him? No.
Was it the Greco guy from Northfield?
Yeah.
He's from Northfield.
Yeah, he's from Northfield. Yeah.
Yeah, I forget his name.
I know. It starts with a B. I don't know why I'm blanking.
Yeah,
his name
like right curly now. Hair. Yeah. Yes. Yep. My wife is from Northfield. That's why.
Oh,
I
funny.
Know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So long story short, like when I would travel with Jordan, so number one, I'd run his blood work at different stages of training to know what's going on inside of his body. But then when I would travel with him, so my mom was a home ec major, like back in the 60s in college.
God, awesome.
So I would cook Jordan's meals to make his cuts. And then I would work with him through that. So there's this thing called drift. Mm-hmm. When he'd go to bed at night, when he wakes up in the morning before he goes to the bathroom, he'll lose a pound every night. So wrestlers call it drift. Hmm. So in the book Breath by James Nestor, he says about 7.5 out of every 10 pounds of weight loss is actually a respiratory gaseous exchange. Isn't that crazy?
My mind is blown right now.
BS, dude. Like, that's a bunch of crap. So I actually pulled up the research and like dug into it. And I was like, that's crazy.
It's air? It's breath?
Well, it's the respiratory effect. It's like you're literally breathing off this. You're literally breathing off.
Toxins or
carbon dioxide, right? So that process. So your body is always dumping things into that funnel. And if any one or multiple of those areas of that funnel are not wide open, the funnel will overflow. So if our listeners have acne, hives, rosacea, eczema, psoriasis, your skin, ladies, your skin is not a detox organ.
But that's where it goes if you're overflowing.
Because it's overflow.
Oh, my word.
Right? Now, the liver is the most overworked, underpaid organ in the body. Okay, so unless y'all are plumbed differently than me, underneath my right rib cage, there is no hole. The liver has to dump, so it dumps into the gut, kind of up by your stomach, through your gallbladder, and then not again till all the way by the exit point at the way bottom left. So if the gut is off, the liver's off.
And the liver is like working like a machine just on your hormones crushed. And all the things.
So your liver produces bile to do digestion. So a key would be like, oofed, like fatty foods kind of get the best of me.
Yeah.
Or they go right through me. Yeah. Hypothyroidism, that we could do a whole like series on hypothyroidism. There's actually four types of hypothyroidism. Most people don't get it. Your labs are normal. You're not. I'll just tell you that right now.
Wow.
So we talked about the thyroid conversion in the liver. We talked about the hormonal component of the liver. And then every 3 to 6 minutes, Sydney, every drop of blood in your body goes through your liver. So if you have you know, toxicity or infection, which, by the way, those are the most common things that I look for when I treat people. Mm-hmm. Your liver is literally burdened by trying to work through that.
Oh my word. It's like doing everybody's job and like trying to hold the fort down. It's the liver. And everyone's like, well, might as well have some more wine or something, you know?
Well, and then they do a liver detox. And I'm like, well, what were you toxic in and how do you know it worked? And what if it was more burden for your liver than it needed to be? So
it's so interesting. God, yeah. You're like the gamut of all information. I'm like, we were like, oh yeah, we're going to talk about, you know, what's normal, what's not. And I'm like, what? Breath work is like,
yeah.
I mean, I knew breath work was healing. It's almost like we know these things. We're having the conversation about them. Like your breath, you need to be working on your breath. If you're holding, like tighten your diaphragm, you're not taking deep breaths. So right. You're not like releasing toxins out of your body.
I got one for you.
Oh God, okay, here we go. So,
okay.
I'm ready.
Are we doing okay at the time?
Yeah, we're doing okay. I'm watching.
I had a chance to go through to a wonderful seminar about 8 years ago. So the gentleman that taught the seminar, his claim to fame is he's like the dirty little secret of the University of Nebraska women's volleyball team.
Oh, okay.
And they're always like top five.
Yeah, they're so good.
Yeah, there's like these, you know, these girls that are like 6'6" that can crush. So this guy's a world-renowned physical therapist. So I was working with some like professional CrossFit athletes at the time and really trying to understand. I have a huge love for functional medicine and I'm really good at it. And I'm super curious about physical medicine and how does the body do what it's supposed to do. So I went to this seminar and this gentleman explained to me a phenomenon that they had discovered in the cadaver lab. So we all have a fascial plane that starts in our left hip. It comes up our side, across our diaphragm, and up into our right neck and shoulder. Okay, so it's there.
Just, it's there. It's in everybody.
It's how we're designed.
All right.
When the body gets stressed, again, stress is stress, the body will actually take the diaphragm as a muscle, and it will prioritize the left side of the diaphragm. Because your heart sits in your left pleural cavity. So what happens then is the right, because your diaphragm is like one big sheet of muscle through your mid-back. So ladies, it's kind of like bra strap-ish area.
Yeah,
right. The right side doesn't have the same tension or tone as the left side. So what that could, so he's a physical therapist, right? So he's like, this person could present with like hip pain or mid-back pain or right neck shoulder pain. And there's truth to that. So my daughter is actually a two-time, I think she's a two-time national champ power lifter.
Anyway, oh my God.
She's a beast. What? Yeah. And she was, yeah, she's a monster.
Wait, badass out here. Holy yeah. Crap.
So she can put like 220 pounds over her head. So like if her shoulder's off when she's doing like a snatch or something heavy, I used to do like all this shoulder work on her. And now I just like rebalance her diaphragm.
That is bizarre.
By the way, remind me, we can link the video that I created. There's like an at-home video on how to balance your diaphragm. Okay, so
I'll link that in there.
So then back up a half a step. So I'm in this seminar going, okay, this is good for musculoskeletal stuff, but like, holy cow, dude, you just told me about this muscle called the diaphragm. Ladies, it's the top of your pelvic girdle.
The diaphragm.
Think about it. Pelvic cylinder. So if the pelvic floor is off, you have to check the top, because if the top doesn't have proper integrity, then the bottom is going to be off because there's not a synergy or a symmetry of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So the other part of this though, is there's holes in the diaphragm. They're supposed to be there, like where your esophagus comes down.
Right.
So like I used to have to do this technique where I'd like literally like pull people's stomachs down for like a hiatal hernia. And now, and again, watch the video, tip, tight, breathe are the cues. Is if you have the right tension of the diaphragm muscle, then it can actually make sure the stomach's in the right place. But if your stomach's not in the right place, it'll actually alter the acidity of your stomach, which then changes your entire digestive process.
Man.
Okay. Second thing is, so if your right diaphragm is not doing what it's supposed to be doing, well, what sits right under your right diaphragm?
Liver.
Your liver.
Yeah.
So I'll learn this when I sit in biochemistry class in heaven someday, but I believe that the proper motion of the right side of the diaphragm literally like pumps the liver to help move its own lymphatic system.
That's and do crazy. That.
But also, if your diaphragm is off, then your nervous system is in a tone of stress.
Right. I did hear this recently.
So then you can't properly breathe. By the way, if you're listening to this and you've ever been diagnosed with scoliosis, one of the main levels of change of the shape of the scoliosis is at the level of the diaphragm. But if you think about it, if you have this sheet muscle and one half is tighter than the other, you're going to get a shift.
One side over. You're going to bop over to the right side or left side.
Bingo.
Wow.
So it's just, we've seen some beautiful miracles inside of this. So that whole concept of just also taking your nervous system and going, chill.
Take a deep breath.
We're good.
Everything comes back to the basics. It's pretty insane.
Trust the process.
Everything comes back to the basics. Mm-hmm. You know, what's funny is I won't overshare, but when I was younger, had what they thought was colitis, gastritis, acid reflux, right? Mm-hmm. They go in colonoscopy at 15, nothing's wrong. They don't find anything. Mm-hmm. They test polyps, nothing's there. So they just diagnosed me with those things. I'm on omeprazole. Yeah, I'm pretty PPIs. Sure.
Fire away.
Yep. Why not? Mm-hmm. Bopping them like no tomorrow. Keep refilling it,
yeah.
By the way, was on it for years, not just months, which is another flag. And I come to, you know, like I start to learn about the body. I start to care more. I start to move my body correctly. I'm not over-exercising because I'm not in sports anymore. Mm-hmm. In lacrosse, running miles and miles and miles a day without fueling, not having enough protein. You name it. The All issues that. Were there.
Yep.
And anxiety undiagnosed / not helped.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I don't have colitis anymore. I'm not, you know, like I don't have diarrhea anymore. I don't have all these things. I still feel off. I have trauma that I'm holding on to. My adrenals are overworked.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just crazy to me. It's like, where was all these problems coming from? My stress, my trauma, you know, my childhood trauma and then stress that I've moved / worked through.
Right.
And now, of course, my ADHD is not gone. That doesn't go anywhere. Sorry. My twitchy energy is not going anywhere, people. But I don't have colitis, gastritis, acid reflux. I don't need omeprazole. I don't, you know, it's just insane to me that we jumped to that conclusion when I was so young.
Yeah.
And now I'm here and I'm like, wait, I never had any of those things.
Yeah.
I just had sadness.
Yeah, your ADHD, by the way, is your superpower.
Really?
100%. Like, and I don't really believe in ADHD.
Yeah.
Because there's things that, because I have it too, but there's things that I have zero patience for, but there's things that I have gnarly patience for and crazy attention. So it's pretty tough to say I have attention deficit. The reality is I have deficit in things I could give a shit less about, if I'm going to be honest, but I have surplus. Like I sat down 27 hours 2 weekends ago in a hormone lecture. 27 hours in 3 days.
Holy Jesus.
Don't tell me I have ADHD.
Yeah, you don't. You're okay.
I'm glued to a screen listening to an expert talk about these things.
Because you care.
Because I care.
So interesting.
Right. So I think if you've given yourself, for our listeners, if you've given yourself the label of ADHD, don't own that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but,
I love that.
But ask yourself like, what if I have a deficiency, where's my surplus? And your surplus is probably your heart's cry for what fuels you.
Oh my God.
So lean into that.
Did anyone need to hear that? Or is that just me? Holy Jesus. Okay. Well, I don't want to leave without going into perimenopause and I know we're like, we need to do like 4 episodes and that's just the truth of it. Okay. I don't want to miss out on this because this is important. Right. Okay. And also I'm not going to tag myself ADHD because it's also my superpower to figure out what my passion purpose is.
100%.
You know what I mean? Because good Lord.
And then inside of that, if I could even lean in more for you, what's your identity?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, so there's a great book. There's a wonderful author named Jamie Winship, and he wrote a book called Living Fearless.
I've heard of this
and
book.
And in his book, he talks about what is your identity?
Okay.
So for me, my identity that the Lord gave me years ago is I'm a revealer of people's potential.
I love that.
So when I sit in front of a woman in my clinic or a patient, I'm not here to try to figure them out. I'm just here to try to get things out of the way so they can become who God designed them to be.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's powerful.
Right? And I tell people the body doesn't need help to heal. It just needs nothing in the way. It's designed to heal. It wants to heal.
That's a system. It's working on it, but you can't get in the way of it.
Right.
Oh, wow. That's powerful. I love hearing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny is I'm not going to take us on a tangent. We're not doing that because we have a happenstance to do that here. But I've leaned into that and like what my identity is. And I'm going to read that book because that sounds incredible. Yeah. And I'm urging listeners to read that as well.
That's a good job.
I've leaned into that and I started this wealthy circle community of for women because I was like, I never had that. And there's something calling me because I feel like everybody has a cohort group that they can, get into if they're, you know, the best in branding or they're a CEO or they're like the best, the top dog. And like everyone's gathering at the very top. But I'm like, what about, I call them my regular degulars, which I am. Mm-hmm. Most people are.
Right.
We're regular human beings and that's a beautiful thing.
Right.
Why can't we help each other?
Exactly.
You know, like why can't we lean on each other? And that's part of what I think.
We're designed to be in community.
Correct.
Yeah.
And there's
probably not a lot of, you said there are some guys listening to this, but.
Yes, they are. They're listening. I see
guys especially, like, and obviously I'm a guy, like I have men that I do life with that they're my ride or dies.
Yeah.
So there's a great author, he's a psychologist. His name is Dan Allender. And this is for guys. And this could be for women also. Mm-hmm. It's like find like-hearted kings moving in the same direction, mm-hmm. sign treaties. When they're at war, you're at war.
Oh, wow.
So that's the type of thing as a guy. And if you're a guy listening to this, you got to find those dudes.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm sure the same is for women.
Oh, it's both ways, yeah. But it's a beautiful thing because if you're side by side with people that are powerful or going in the same direction, even if they're a little 100%. Confused on where they're going,
yeah.
they just know they need to go that way. Mm-hmm. That is powerful and that will move you along. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm creating. So I'm like,
I love it.
I just was like, oh, purpose, you know, identity. Mm-hmm. I just had to add that in there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Perimenopause, because we can't forget. We cannot not talk about it.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water, but you're getting it anyway, because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
It feels far away for me, right? It feels like I'm 28. That can't be coming up. That can't be around the corner. You're a liar. What even is it?
Yeah.
And when, I know you said the age groups, but when should we all be expecting it? I know you said 35 to 55.
Yeah, it's typically 35 or so, unless, and there can be lots of extenuating things. Like, so if women have like adverse childhood experiences or they have had a lot of toxic exposure, mm-hmm. You know, I had a woman that was a full-time military gal exposed to Lord only knows what, being deployed.
Oh, Lord.
Lots of things going on there. But here's the thing, like, be proactive. Don't be like, well, I'm just going to wait until until these things tank out. Some of it too, again, so this is the data side of my brain. Like if you were my patient, I'd say like, Sydney, I'd love to see where your hormones are now when you like feel pretty good. Like what does pretty good look like on on a lab sheet? And then we have this baseline, right? But the most common things inside of perimenopause is, okay, so the number one hormone to drop in perimenopause is progesterone.
So that's what's happening is they're dropping. Your hormones are dropping.
Well.
Oh. Okay. Sorry.
So yes, progesterone does drop some, but actually women have the most estradiol in perimenopause. Hmm. So, and I had to have this explained to me by a pharmacist friend of mine. I was like, what do you mean? Like, I thought it was on its way down. Now, estradiol will drop off once you hit full menopause. And the definition of menopause is no menstrual cycle for a year. So too much gas, not enough break. And then because we're starting to see this downplay of these hormones, we see like testosterone and DHEA start to like tank out as well.
Yeah.
So again, resilience and I'm good, settled inside of that. And many women can have instances that can throw them into perimenopause. My bride was one of them.
What is, like,
good,
what happens
good
here?
Good night. If I could go back in time, 8.5 years. So baby 5, my wife's like, dude, this factory's closed. No more babies. She had really tough pregnancies. Mm. So we agreed that like for family planning purposes, we're done having babies.
Yep.
So the doctor is like, Rachel, we do C-sections. I can just remove your fallopian tubes. Like we can rock that out. And I was like, sounds great. Like I agree. I mean, he seems like a good guy. And the night before she had Nevea, here's my wife with this big old belly, cute as a button. She comes out of the bathroom and she's like, and why am I taking another one for the team? Oh, kind of like, why aren't you? And I just didn't hold space for my girl. Mm. And she had this feeling, guys, your feeling is probably just indigestion, but ladies, your feeling is real. Trust it, lean into it. Allow people to hold space for it. Mm. So what happened to my wife is literally belly flopped into perimenopause.
Right after
the birth of our baby. Yeah. So she started having double cycles. She, and we had a lot of life stress. We moved from Nebraska to Hawaii. Like we did some crazy things in that time. But what intuitively she's like, I don't think that's the right thing for me.
So
she knew. Now, one thing I would like to have my team get this for you.
Okay.
We have what's called a hormone symptom tracker.
Okay.
Because I could run your labs and I'm like, Sydney, they look great. I mean, mm-hmm. and they should, you're 28. Cause someone would say, what's a good number?
Yeah.
And I'd say, it depends.
Just depends on where.
How do you feel?
Okay.
Right. So we have this thing called the hormone symptom tracker. It has progesterone, estradiol, and DHEA testosterone questions on it. Mm-hmm. Because some women like, They might be like, how do I even know?
Mm-hmm. That's my question. Like, is how like, do what I even am, know I don't if
this
know.
Is a this is a? And I think we're going to put together in a more advanced questionnaire that has thyroid, melatonin, insulin, and vitamin D on it. So it's incredible. All of the hormones. Because at the end of the day, yes, we want good lab markers, but also like, oh, I didn't realize that my anxiousness could actually be a lack of progesterone and not the fact that I may need an anti-anxiety medication.
Oh, geez.
Now, there's a time and place for anti-anxiety meds. I'm not trying to like say don't go there, but like, whew, slow down.
Before you jump to conclusions.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
What's up? What's going on here?
Yeah.
So just to give women tools of like, oh, interesting. Or I scored really high in the DHEA testosterone place. Man, that makes sense. Mm. And then to be like, not like I got bad genes and bad luck, but like, oh yeah. The last 5 years, that would make sense.
They've been a little chaotic or crazy.
A little cray-cray.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'll add that to the bio if you guys are listening. Yeah. I'll have it in the description of the episode too. So you can do that test for yourself.
Perfect.
So why do we not know anything about perimenopause? Like what is even, I mean, you're preparing for not having a cycle anymore.
Yeah.
Can you have a kid during perimenopause? Like, should we be nervous about that? Okay.
Of course you can. Absolutely. Okay.
That's good. Well, because genuinely speaking, I know nothing about it. Like I'm a female.
Girl, you can have a baby until you are done ovulating.
No way.
Yeah. And I've had patients well into their 40s that have had healthy, beautiful babies. Yeah. I had a patient one time. Her name is Trina. If she listened to this, Trina, I love you. Trina's first two babies, when I started treating Trina, her kiddos were like 14 and 17, and they spent about $100,000 per kid on all the like the fertility stuff.
Good Lord.
So Trina started working with me, and I jokingly said to her, Trina, just so you know, you get healthy, you get fertile. And she's like, ha ha, Dr. Greg, really funny. Let me tell you the story. So about 6 months into treating her, she called me, Dr. Greg, can we talk? And I said, you're pregnant, aren't you, Trina?
Yeah, I was going to say, we already knew.
She's like, I am. And they have the most beautiful baby boy. Well, he's not a baby boy anymore. He's probably 18 now.
No way. Okay. I've
been doing this for a long time. So ladies, be aware. Dr. Greg has warned you. You get healthy.
You know now.
You get healthy. You get fertile. Now, the other thing I want to say to that, this is another thing I think I'd like ladies to hear. You're told to take the brunt of all of this. Mm-hmm. So if you and your partner are done having babies, I'm not a fan of birth control. I'm not a fan of IUDs. Tell your freaking husband or partner to go get a vasectomy.
Go tie the tubes, buddy.
Go,
seriously.
Go, here's a bag of frozen peas. Go get it done, man. And here's why.
I remember that when my dad got it.
Here's why. The worst thing that we can do for you inside of perimenopause is come in and jockey or synthetically alter a pathway that we're trying to get figured out.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
No.
So now, if you can't have that conversation, ugh, like my heart goes, oh, poor baby.
I know.
But just simply like, hey, I need to talk to you about something. Yeah. It's been on my heart. Can you hold space for me?
Yeah.
And also I need to say this because this is, you know, typical for guys. Like a lot of guys don't know how to hold space, right? So that might be a conversation in front of a trusted couple or a trusted friend or even a therapist. Because a lot of guys, like I was raised in a very stoic home. I mean, my mom's 100% German. My dad's 100% French. Like I barely even saw my parents hug each other. Mm-hmm. We brushed everything under the rug. Everything was lollipops and rainbows until it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So then now I'm an adult and I'm like, wow, I don't communicate very good. Well, no shit. You were not ever taught
literally
what that looks
when
like.
When would you have learned that skill?
So I would want to say that to the women.
Yeah, I love that.
And even if it's quote unquote a non-hormonal, like some of these IUDs are non-hormonal. Well, it's powerful enough to not have you conceive.
Yeah.
So if you know that you're done with babies, please don't do anything to your body. There's other ways. Other ways to get around that. And I'm not saying vasectomy is the only one. There are others, but like, gosh, girl, if we're trying to get your body balanced,
please
let's not throw something in to imbalance.
Yeah. Oh, we needed to hear that. And the mamas out there that are done.
Yeah.
We needed to hear that.
I think the other thing I want to speak about is so it's not well understood because they're like, there's nothing we can do about it. And again, we could talk for days about this. There's also been a lot of bad research done on hormone replenishment therapy. So there's something called the Nurses Study, which then parlayed into something called the Women's Health Initiative. They stopped the Women's Health Initiative because women were dying. So the conclusion was all hormone therapy is bad. But when we circled back to it, what we realized, Sydney, was they were using synthetic hormones, like synthetic progesterone, and that was causing cancer. By the way, women, birth control is synthetic hormones, just so you know. So that should freak you out a little bit.
That freaks me out a lot a bit.
Okay. So now we circle back and now we know that. So for example, synthetic progesterone can cause cancer. Bioidentical progesterone can prevent cancer. Okay. But there's still this understanding in a lot of like women's health OB spaces that are like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Why would you ever do that? So then there's people like me that are like, wait, let's look at the new research. Let's look at the peer-reviewed evidence-based medicine research that isn't based in this old dogma. And then let's work with that. So there's this like, and two, or someone goes to their doctor and they're like, oh, we don't do that. Or don't do that. Because here's the thing that I found. If you're not up on something, you're down on it. So, and these women are like, I'm hearing all these people on TikTok or Instagram. They're talking about how good it is. And their doctor's like they're crazy.
That's so sad.
I had a doctor say to a patient the other day, there's no such thing as bioidentical hormones.
What?
And I was like, very interesting comment. But good to understand that different people have different ideas or thoughts around that. So, and then here's what we're really trying to do with this. There are three disease processes that are very prevalent in menopause.
Okay.
And if you balance perimenopause well, you can get ahead of these things. Okay. So number one, osteoporosis, osteopenia. Okay. So when you don't have enough of the hormones in the body, women's systems get like lazy a bit and they'll leach minerals from the bone.
That's why you got osteoporosis.
Correct. Number two, heart disease. Remember what I said half an hour ago? All hormones come from cholesterol. So think of it like a river, like a cascade, right? If you put a dam in the river, things will pool up above that. So that's where women do get more cardiovascular disease. Ladies, estradiol decreases LDL cholesterol, increases HDL cholesterol, and decreases apolipoprotein B and decreases your chance of a cardiovascular incident. Period, end of story. Same for guys, by the way. Okay, number three. According to research, 20% of women in their 70s will have dementia.
Oh, that's horrible.
And here's why. Ladies, your frontal cortex, your executive function part of your brain, is rich in estradiol receptors. So if you don't have the proper amounts of estradiol, then that, and this is in men too, by the way, then that's a prevalence there.
So the importance of knowing your hormone levels, and especially optimizing early.
Yeah, not even knowing the levels, respectfully, Sydney, but what is the symptomatology and how am I doing?
Okay.
What I will say, as nicely as I can say this, is my bride
yep.
will be optimized with hormones until she's done on earth.
Yeah.
Period, end of story.
I love hearing that because it gives people permission.
Yes.
To be like, okay, actually, I want to optimize my body. Mm-hmm. I don't need to just sit and say, oh, I'm waiting.
It's the process. Welcome to the other side, girl. There's nothing you can do.
That's not fair. And you know, for people listening who are like, well, this is not me right now. That's your mom. That's your aunt and uncle.
You know somebody.
You know, whoever it is. It might be your sister.
Even on your radar yet. You're 28. So you're like, I know nothing about this.
Yeah.
Most women don't until their belly flop in the middle of it. And they're like, oh shit, what's going on with my body?
And I should have learned about this earlier. How can we prepare the body for perimenopause? Like, what could I be doing now?
Well, what did we talk about? Liver, gut, kidneys, energy, like mitochondrial sufficiency, all mm-hmm. of those things, right? So let your body walk into it to where it's not going to be crazy train wheels just fell off.
Okay. If I was, okay, let's just say I'm a lady, I'm listening. Mm-hmm. I'm 20. Let's give a range. I'm 25 to 35 right now. Mm-hmm. I have never seen a naturopath or any, you know, like any sort of like functional medicine doctor. Mm-hmm. I have fatigue. I have irregular periods. I'm having a hard time conceiving, or maybe I just, you know, having irregular periods. We'll leave it at that.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, maybe if I just get more sleep, and I'm going to take a few supplements. I'm going to take maybe like a fish oil and like a daily multivitamin. Is that enough? Or like, what should I go do right now? I go see a doctor?
I would love to see your labs.
Okay, there you go.
So for example, half of those symptoms could be potentially a underfunctioning thyroid gland. Half of those symptoms could be poor drainage. Mm-hmm. And half of those symptoms could be underlying infection and toxicity.
It's just like, holy shit. Sorry, but like you're not solving that at home with a supplement.
I know.
Here's what I want everyone to hear. And I had to do this too, because money is tight, especially in this season of life. Okay. And especially where we're going with all the things happening. Put $50 away every paycheck, bucket it, get it ready so that you don't have to wait 6 years. You maybe wait 2 months, 3 months, 4 months to go see a doctor.
Right, right.
And if you're confused on where to look, look here, Minneapolis Integrative. There's places around that are trusted people who will go deeper.
Yep.
I'm not saying don't go to your what is it called? General practitioner. I'm not saying that you absolutely can.
But they'd run the labs, but understand that they're not going to read them in a way that makes sense.
They read them in a different way. Yeah. It's just different, right? I just want that to be said because I want you to understand that there is importance and need for you to go to a doctor. Like I sat in abnormal symptoms for so long. I probably harmed my body more than anything else. I also like normalized stress for too long, normalized anxiety for too long, normalized overworking myself physically with work and with working out. I just needed to go to the doctor. My God, I didn't need to watch TikToks and take more supplements and order the freaking, although I love Symbiotica, that's not going to solve all your issues, my girls.
Yeah.
Putting magnesium into your coffee is not going to solve your problems. Got it? Okay.
True story.
Off my rant, my box,
and,
my soapbox.
And I'll even say lean in more. $50 a month is a great idea. You got to chip away. Have an authentic conversation with your people.
Yeah.
And it might be worth saying, I'm going to tap into the savings.
Yeah, I'm going to do it for
because this. Because if I don't do this now, I don't like where this thing's going. And I'm worth it.
Yeah.
You're worth it.
You're worth it.
Listener, you're worth it.
Oh, that's right? so hard to hear.
We'll invest into what we value.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. And the first question I have to ask people is, how are you doing it at loving yourself?
I said this the other day in an episode, and my friend said to me, she goes, you can be a people pleaser all you want, but if you're not people pleasing yourself, what are you doing?
Yeah.
She's like, just make sure you're one of them. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. You'll never love anybody more than you can love yourself. That right. capacity, that's, you're the lid of that.
Yeah. And you have to love on yourself.
And then, what does that look like? Goes back to our question we asked an hour ago. What do I need?
What do I need? To kind of tie this all together in a bow, I mean, you're leaving us with a ton of information, a ton of different directions. I mean, we talked about symptoms not to ignore. We talked about, oh my God, just breathing, checking the nervous system. We talked about a million things.
Good.
Or my ladies, any last info you want them to know, things to do, things not to ignore, or even maybe it is health tips to ignore.
Yeah.
It could be any of those.
It's okay to be where you are. Be curious with it. Stop looking for the next thing. When you feel yourself looking for the next thing or the next cure, or you're looking to be influenced by somebody to do something, spend 10 minutes with yourself saying, if I was my doctor and I could suggest one thing for me that could move the needle for me the most right now that doesn't cost a penny, what would that one thing be?
Because you might be able to identify yourself.
No one knows you better than you.
Correct.
Period, end of story. Be careful of always looking for the next thing. And then I am a big fan of just pen to paper, journal things down, hold space for yourself. There's a zillion things we could talk about, but I think we just have to just slow down.
I know.
I tell my 10-year-old, she's just like me.
Uh-oh.
Her name is Lindley. Lindley, what is daddy going to tell you? Slow down.
She says that right back.
Slow down. Because that's what daddy needs to hear too, is slow down. And so many people just need to hear slow down.
We all need to hear that probably, myself included. You need it.
We do.
We all know the answers. Isn't it crazy that we're talking to a doctor and they're telling us to slow down?
Yeah.
Greg's like, slow down, look inward, take a breath.
I know.
Understand your body. That's what's going to give you answers. That's what's going to guide you to a healthier you. It's not always the next thing. It's crazy because it's like, you wish people were honest like you, like, and said that. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
It really is.
Right now, there's another word coming to me, and it's grace.
Mm-hmm.
Grace for yourself. And what is grace? Grace is, I'm going to be okay. Grace is, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe forgive.
Yeah.
Could come up.
Not so much pressure on yourself.
Yeah. Forgive yourself.
Why are we rushing to the next chapter? Yeah. Why are we rushing? Why are we holding on to something that happened 5 years ago?
Or someone that said something and it's still on us.
I hate that.
But yeah, grace to you is what I would say to the listener. Grace to you. You're good.
You're good.
We got this.
We got this together. Oh my God. I love that. Thank you for that. That was good. I felt good too. I'm like, I felt something.
Good.
Where can people learn more about you? Learn more about Evite?
Yeah.
Can they come see you?
Yeah, depending upon the rebrand. Uh-huh. So
I know I shouldn't say.
It's either VitaeFM or drgreghealth.com. But the easiest way is just to go find us on socials. I'm sure you'll link to those. It's at Dr. Greg Health on TikTok and Instagram. We have some really fun things coming up. We got hired by a publisher 2 months ago to write a book on perimenopause.
Incredible. Yeah,
so we're in the process of putting together a girlfriend, here's the exact things I do in my clinic. Here's the exact way that we do these things. So we're writing a book. It's going to come out spring of 2026.
We'll have to maybe do an episode about it.
That
would be fun. Yeah. And we could get the book. I'll link it and put it in my group and everything.
The tentative title is Power Over Perimenopause.
Very cool.
And the reality is it's not about a bunch of hormones. It's about all the things we talked about today. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. We're also going to be starting to do some more webinar series, kind of chunking down the work that I do one-on-one with a lot of patients mm-hmm. into like bite-sized chunks. So yeah, just follow us online. We'll tell you where to go.
Can they come see you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, you can come and see me if you really want to.
Or virtually.
Yeah. So typically we see people virtually. There's ways to figure that out. My initial evaluation is $97 and people are like, why is it so cheap? And it's so, I call that cheap. So I don't want to make any assumptions about people's idea of cheap, but it's that price because by the time someone comes to me, they've been to 5 to 7 other doctors and they've spent thousands and thousands of dollars. And they're like, ugh, like, what if this guy's not even the right thing? So I just want to come across with a heart of like humility and be like, hey, let's just have a chat. So you can do that. So initially evals, we do them in person in Minnesota mm-hmm. or virtually currently all around the United States, doing some research on Canada.
I was going to say some, UK, like, Canadians, some of those are things.
Yeah.
Probably like, dang it.
Yeah. The reason for that is it's like, so for example, I do have a patient in the UK right now. We shipped her like a nominal amount of vitamins to her place and she had to pay £400 in tariffs.
Oh my God.
And I was like, dang. So even with what's happening with the country currently, what's going to happen with that too? So,
I mean, my editor, I sent her a sweatshirt and she like had to pay, I think it was like $200. Oh. No, it was more than like double the hoodie that I sent her.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And I was like, okay, I'm so sorry. We're never doing that again. I also paid because I was like, come on, come on.
We'd love to have conversation.
Yeah.
If you're considering conversation with me, what I would encourage is go creep me on social media because you're going to hopefully get to hear my heart and my voice and my philosophy and you'll walk in with a good understanding.
I think that's a perfect recommendation too. I mean, you've got so much on your TikTok. I could scroll for days on there. You guys just go look because Greg has a ton of things. If you're like, maybe I don't need an appointment yet, or I have enough of my own information. Mm-hmm. Let me find something on there that, I just landed on hair loss. I'm losing hair. Like, let me look into this before I take any steps forward.
I had a woman the other day that she's cornered me up in public and she's like, I'm better because of you. And I was like, I don't know. She's like, I essentially cataloged all your videos and like all your lab markers and I made lifestyle changes and I'm a different person.
Stop.
And I was like, let's go.
And
like,
you didn't even have to come see you yet.
She doesn't have to.
Wow. That's incredible. Which
is like so encouraging.
And isn't that like your purpose? Like shining it is, right? Through?
Like, I mean, like God told me years ago, like Greg, treat people regardless of their zip code and regardless of the size of their checkbook. Mm. So there was proof that someone just used their resources and they're better.
That's so freaking cool. That's like the purpose of life right there. Yeah. Like it's like, oh, chills, right?
Reveal the potential of others, right?
Reveal.
Get your identity figured out.
Man, you're incredible. Thank you for sharing all of this with us. And actually, I'm like, I know that I'm going to have you back. So I'm like, we're not going to say bye. We're just going to say see you later and see you soon. Until next time. Dr. Greg's incredible. If you don't already know that, please go give him a follow. Check him out. I like your TikTok the most. That's where I hang out. I'm like, I like feeding that information just because it's such quick hitters on health.
Yep.
And you can find something for yourself in that. I will link everything below, including books that we recommended, including your questionnaire.
That video.
Diaphragm video. Everything links to your website now, pending rebrand, but we will get everything on there. Yeah. And if you have questions for me, comments for me, let me know. I will get them. I will answer them. I will see you very, very soon. As always, I appreciate you being here. Greg, thank you for coming again. This was incredible. This was really freaking fun. And I will talk to you guys very soon. See you later.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.